Good morning, great day, Coach Mike Husson here today. Real quick on a thought for you. What's holding you back? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, there's a number of things that could hold us back in what we do and what we want to accomplish in our lives, and I would probably suggest that you sit down and make a list of what they could be. And I hope on that list is this one thing that I want to share with you today that may be unconsciously holding you back from moving forward or achieving greatness and taking the steps towards the success that you want in your life, whether personally or professionally. Either way, it makes a big difference. And that one thing is, what are we thinking about when it comes to other people? Meaning, are we concerned about what they think about our success? Has there ever been a time in your life when you've achieved something and you let people know, and your friends, your family, peers, whatever the case might be, and all of a sudden they started to whimper around you, they started to disengage with you, they didn't really communicate as much with you anymore, or they were not as proud of the work that you've accomplished as maybe you were? And a lot of times, guys, when that occurs, we hesitate and achieving more in our life simply because we are concerned about what other people might think. Now, when you're not doing well, or you're, you know, in some cases broke, okay, or you're not feeling it, or you're not making progress in your life, because there's more people that you might surround yourself who are in that same predicament, it's okay. So it becomes a chummy conversation. It's okay, don't worry about it, I am with you, man, I understand your plight, if you will, right? And they act as if they're really your friends, and they probably are. I'm not saying it's a bad thing in this essence that they don't comfort you and cajole you. What we got to be careful of, however, is that when you start to make progress and you start to move forward in your career and in your life, personally and professionally, you're going to start to lose some people because they're not going to want to be a part of your growth or your success because they're not achieving it. And therefore, they're going to potentially sabotage you unconsciously, meaning that they're going to maybe disown you. They're not going to communicate like they did when you were not doing well. And so what we have to do is be careful about what other people think about us. Your goal in life, whatever it might be, is up to you. It's not up to me. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. What is it that you want to achieve? And then go out there and do that. Unfortunately, we're going to lose some people along the way. We're going to outgrow them. We're going to outproduce them. We're going to outfinance them. We're going to do a lot of different things than they are. But it doesn't mean that you disown them. It is up to them to choose if they want to disown you. It's not your choice, at least in my opinion. Be the person that you are, the authentic person that you are, and go out there and achieve the greatness that is inside of you. And don't allow this unconscious fear of losing friends and family because you want to have more success than they do. It's okay what they want, and it's okay what you want. Just be the person that you want to be and accept the fact that you will or you may lose some people along the way. Love them, respect them. If that's their opinion, cool. Be who you want to be, but I am going forward. I want more out of my life. I want to achieve more than what I currently have. I want to have a better relationship. So I'm going to do some things differently than I have been in the past with my significant others that maybe are unusual to you, which is going to cause that relationship to flourish and bloom. And if some people are jealous of you and they're not on your same page, hey, that's going to be totally up to them. But you have it inside of you. If your business is growing and you want to make it happen, let it happen. Go do the thing that you want to do. If people push you aside and say, oh, look at that person, look at that guy, look at that gal, they're doing those things, and look at their ego, they think they're so cool, they think they're so great. You know what? That's their words. It doesn't have to be your words. I wouldn't say it's not your words. It might be your words. But at the end of the day, what we want to consider is not considering other people's thoughts about us and what they are thinking about in terms of judging us about what we want to do. Go flourish. Go do the thing that you want to do, and be conscious. Be conscious of this underlying thing, okay? Because we want to be recognized, we want to be appreciated, and we want to have the appreciation of people saying to us, "Man, great job! Show me how you did it. I'd love to be along with you and go on that path with you." And there will be some people that will want to go along with you, and you're going to be able to hopefully teach them what you're doing and your abundance of what you're doing in your life and the things that you're receiving, and you're going out there and making it happen. And as you start to do that, you're going to want to hopefully give it back. You're going to want to help other people. And some people are just going to want to come along with you, and most others will not. But don't let it derail you from what it is that you want. Don't let it derail you from what it is that you want. And allow this to be a natural progression and understanding internally that this is just the nature of the being. It's the nature of that. And whatever you have going for yourself is your deal. And I want to congratulate you. Wherever you are, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're making attempts and you're making some progress, or you're making a lot of progress. And that, to me, is profound. Whether it's huge or minimal steps that you're taking, at least you're going forward. And don't ever let anybody stand in the way of that of which you want. Because, look, at the end of the day, if it's going to be your world, it's going to be up to you. And some people, like I said, will want to support you, and other people will not. And be okay with that. Just accept it. Love them. Get it. Move on. And if they want to come along for the ride, fantastic. If not, hey, man, I love you, bro, but I got to go forward here. The road is available to everybody. It's all a matter of who wants to take that path. So think about this. Be conscious of it. If you need any questions answered, any thoughts you want to share, any comments you want to make, pay this forward, please, to everybody, and especially those people that you feel are not encouraging and supportive of your efforts, your desires, in your life. And if they want to go along with this, great. If they don't, that's up to them. And I hope they hear this loud and clear if they're listening to this as well. But for you, you need to do the same thing, as I would suggest that you want to progress in your life and be concerned about whether people are going to support you and encourage you. Listen, don't be that person yourself, okay? Go to the people that you want to, quote-unquote, model or be like in that vein of their success and their happiness, both personally and professionally, and support them. In that experience, you'll see the reflection come back to you as far as that thing that you want to make better in your life, and it's going to be a great, great trip. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it. So, anyway, that's it. Any questions, comments, mike@mikehusson.com. mike@mikehusson.com. Leave your comments here on this podcast. Anything that you need, reach out to me. Here to help you out. And then the last thing, until we speak or meet, please make today your best day ever. Go make it happen.